fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Hello, Amelia. How are you this morning?
Hello. I'm all right. I'm stuck in a telephone.
I know. Technology. Sometimes she just isn't on our side. But we've got your voice, and that is all that matters. And what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought we would follow up on our kind of oldest jokes.
It really went off last week. The texts from the listeners were wild.
I was shocked.
Some of them were too rude to read out. A lot of them, in fact, were too rude to read out. But they were great nonetheless. So what is our follow-up to ancient jokes?
Well, I thought we would just talk about different kinds of comedy and where the names kind of come from.
Okay, hit us.
So I guess... To do a kind of they're extremely smooth, and it's getting smoother by the second, honestly, segue from Hit Us.
From what now? From
Hit Us.
Hit Us? Oh, yes, what I said. Sorry, I thought you were, you know, knowing what word salad is like, I thought maybe it was a Greek philosopher's name or something, so.
But we're talking about Hittites today. No. Slapstick.
Slapstick! Hey, the banana peel, the stand on a rake kind of gags, that sort of stuff, eh?
Exactly, and the stick, the big stick called a slapstick, which is why it's called slapstick.
Wait, a slapstick's a real thing?
Yeah, so it's basically a stick that has a kind of like slightly elastic hinged second stick attached to it.
Okay.
So that when you hit someone with it, the two kind of sticks clack together and it makes a loud slapping sound.
And you have a slapstick.
Yeah.
And what era does a slapstick date to?
I mean, it's pretty old. So, I mean, I don't have exact dates, but in like English theatre, our first recorded Punch and Judy shows are in the 1600s.
Okay.
And that's kind of the English language paradigm slapstick. And they used an actual slapstick.
I mean, Punch and Judy, it's kind of in the name. It's brutal. It's quite brutal humour. A lot of slapsticking going on there.
And it's filled with secrets as well. I'm sure the construction of a slapstick was a kind of an industry secret for a long time. It's originally from like Italian commedia dell'arte stuff, and it's called a bataccio, which sounds a bit more classy.
A bataccio, or a slapstick.
Yeah, exactly. So we've also got screwball, which I guess people probably don't care that much about today, unless you're like... film nerd.
So contextualize screwball for us, because I'm not sure if I'm right in thinking like flapper dresses, 1920s kookiness, or is that, am I in the right ballpark here?
Yeah, yes. So like basically what happened is movies were quite rude. Then a bunch of prudish people were like, "Oh, Hollywood, you're corrupting our youth." And so they instituted this thing called the Hays Code, which basically said that, you know, you couldn't show sex in movies. You couldn't really talk about it. If someone was seemed like a gay, they had to be punished at the end of the film.
Mm.
All that stuff. And so they had to stop being so rude in their films.
The Hays Code had big tendrils, eh? Like... still kind of got some little Hays Code vibes out there sometimes.
I mean, we still see it today, you know? We can't go into my thoughts on the power of the dog right now.
That's an off-air podcast, maybe. But talking about screwball, where did that fit in to...
And so basically, they made these films that had kind of like very ludicrous situations and lots of dialogue, because they couldn't rely on the kind of like sex and violence that used to be like the big sellers. And it was called screwball after a type of baseball pitch.
What?
That is like unpredictable. So it's like, it's screwy, it's unusual, it's unpredictable. You don't know where it's going.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So it is kind of in that sort of flappery, like kooky, you know, all over the place thing, because they couldn't show sex and violence and get people that way. So they had to get them with wacky gags.
And people and people talking very fast. Yes. That's kind of like the main...
Just as exciting, really.
yeah, exactly. So what else have we got? We got satire. This is quite a complicated one.
Why am I not surprised?
So, I mean, we all know what satire is. It's when you put animals in it. you know. like, sorry, that's an old Stuart Lee joke. Uh-huh. but basically, there's two origins for the word satire. Ooh. So there's this special type of, like, Roman verse poem. Of course, that's tautology. That is called a lex satura, which means that it's basically like a full course, or like a kind of like a medley of delicious things.
Okay. So like a big long meal of yumminess.
Yes, and so the idea is that these very specific types of poems, they're meant to like criticize society, but they're like full of all kinds of exciting mm-hmm. stuff. So the other thing that we have is these ancient Greek satyr plays.
Now, is that like a little sort of fawny thing? I feel like, is a satyr a little goat man? Is that a thing? Or
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
He's nice. A rude goat man.
He's a rude goat man. Okay.
And so these satyr plays were rude plays, and so they were often written by tragedians, and they would have a similar kind of like form, except everyone was constantly talking about things that I can't talk about on the radio at this time of morning.
Man, the Greeks were just filthy, weren't they? They were just they needed
they
the Hays Code, to be honest.
People.
And so those plays had a chorus of satyrs, and the satyrs. No, I can't say that. But so, weirdly, these two types of comedy kind of both ended up in English as satire. But the official story is that the word satire itself comes from satur and is more related to those Roman, like, social criticism things.
Okay, yep, I'm fine.
But satirize, satiric, like other kind of words that you might think are just variations, are actually from the Greek.
From the little goat men.
The cheeky goat.
The cheeky goat
men. and so, yeah, I mean, that goes part of a way to describe why no one really understands satire.
That checks out. What else have you got for us? We've got satire, we've got screwball, we've got slapstick. What else have you got for us?
We've got farce.
Farce. What's a farce?
Yes. So, the first
Is it running
kind of
through
farce,
doors? Is that a farce?
A farce is like... it's like where a lot of quite ridiculous things happen. Often, the stuff that gets called a farce now is when you have a bunch of kind of different, seemingly unrelated scenarios that all come together at the end in a very kind of ridiculous way.
Okay, yeah.
Think like an episode of The IT Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Or... French people love this.
This is, I think, I'm thinking of The Doors. Is a French farce when everyone's running through the doors at the wrong time, or have I made that up?
Yeah, 100%, okay. 100%. There's lots of, like, mix-ups. There's lots of, like, oh, I thought you were this other person, and then three people have the same handbag, and one of them has $1 million in it, and one of them has, like, a dead man's head. Oh. So, basically, the first time this word comes into English... it has its original meaning, and it just means stuffing.
Stuffing?
Like in a cookbook.
Tastes a bit of farce you've got here.
And so what basically happens is that in French theatre, you would have these big dramatic plays, but no one wants to, you know, be weepy the whole time. So they would have, like, an intermission where they would have a brief, ridiculous comic play.
Oh, yep.
And so that was described as The stuffing.
The stuffing. The farce.
Oh, my God.
The farcia. Yeah, to stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. And so when those became their own thing, they were still called the stuffing.
Uh-huh. The stuffing. I kind of like the idea of it's like, oh, it's got a bit long and boring now. Let's just chuck a little silly bit in. And then
back to the trauma.
Back to the sad stuff. We need more of that.
I think it's great, you know?
Yeah, I think it's
really
awesome.
Shows the range of human experience.
You know, we are complicated creatures, really, aren't we, at the end of the day? Have you got any more for us, or is that your list of good, weird words this morning?
Well, I found some others that are less interesting. I tried really hard to find out where blue comes from. So...
blue, like the colour.
Blue comedy? Is that a...
Yeah, well, so people describe, like, comedy or, you know, theatre performance as blue when it's, like, rude or uncouth. You know, the British comedian Lee Mack, he'll say, often cheeky, never blue.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
yeah, and so as far as I can tell, and this sounds made up, but they've included a photograph, so who am I to say?
Seems legit.
basically, in the 19th century, in the UK, there was a theatre act which gave this guy, the Chamberlain, essentially sensorial power over plays.
Ooh, okay.
And so this dude would go through plays with a blue pencil.
And cross out the bits he didn't like.
Yeah.
Too rude. Blue pencil for you.
And I would love to... And this sounds like the most absolutely made-up thing I've ever heard in my life.
It does sound extremely invented.
Included... A page from Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that's all covered in blue pencil.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Maybe we have to look into that further. Blue comedy. Thank you for bringing us many different types of comedy and how we got there. It's sometimes weirder than you think. You know, I feel like that's the subtext for word salad. Is like it's weird. It's weirder than you think.
I like the stuffing one. Yeah. That was my favorite.
I mean, the nice thing for you guys is that you don't have to, like, I'll be like, oh, I wonder where bawdy comes from. And it'll just be like, this word has always meant rude. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That one's like, bad. Well, thank you for sifting through the dross for us. We appreciate it. You've picked us a banger of a track to end on. What is it, Amelia?
Falling and Laughing by Orange Juice.
Now, would we file this under slapstick?
Or blue?
I think so.
I reckon.
I mean, there's falling, there's a city of tears.
Sounds a bit humorous to me. Thanks, yeah. Amelia.
my pleasure.
See you soon.
Bye.
What can I do to see a
Apologies to Zoe and Tuvar, who had to hear my orange juice impression in the studio there. But thank you very much to Amelia Discreet for choosing Falling and Laughing for us and bringing us various types of comedy and how they were named on Word Salad.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.